From his comments on Sunday morning talk shows to his social media posts, Governor John Kasich seems to be positioning himself as the main thorn in Donald Trump's heel. The newest ad from the Kasich campaign slams Trump for apparently mocking a reporter with a disability. In the video, Trump tenses his arms close to his body and bends his wrist down in a position that appears, to many, to be making fun of a New York Times reporter who has limited movement in his hands.
And now the poor guy, you gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. Oh, I don't remember.
The campaign put out another ad with Kasich's former director of Veterans Services, who was a prisoner of war. He criticized Trump's policies by quoting a poem written about Adolf Hitler. Adding to the anti-Trump push is Kasich's super PAC, New Day for America, which has been slamming the retail mogul with mailers in New Hampshire. Now, Trump has shot back at Kasich every so often. That includes delivering his own jabs on Kasich's polling numbers during a campaign stop late last month in Columbus.
So I'm 32. Kasich is, should I mention it? Three. I heard he was dropping out. Somehow, you know, when you're the governor of a state, gotta run that state.
Kyle Condick is an expert when it comes to analyzing campaigns. He's managing editor of The Crystal Ball, a political breakdown from the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. Condick says Kasich, who's been investing most of his resources in New Hampshire, has targeted Trump more aggressively than any other candidate.
You know, it's simple for Kasich. If he can't win New Hampshire, he's not going to be the nominee, and Trump is leading New Hampshire, and so it's natural for someone, you know, someone behind the leader in a given state to try to chip away at that leader, and I think that's what we're seeing from Kasich.
Diving into attack ads can be a tricky situation for any candidate in a big field of contenders. As Condick explains, chipping away at Trump's lead doesn't directly translate into higher polling numbers for Kasich.
I think that some candidates have been hesitant to attack others because they don't know what those attacks will lead to. You know, what if Kasich does hurt Trump in some way, but then Chris Christie benefits? I mean, how does that necessarily helpful to Kasich?
The strategy has earned Kasich a lot of airtime on news outlets, which brings more exposure. Political insiders have suggested that if he doesn't win the nomination, Kasich could be an enticing vice presidential pick. Kasich and his team have repeatedly said he's running for president and not considering other options. But Condick says being the governor of such an important swing state does come with its advantages.
You know, I think that certainly someone like Marco Rubio, who might not be as experienced, might look to someone like Kasich as a good, more experienced running mate.
Condick adds, however, that Kasich's reputation as a straight shooter might hold him back.
He, like Chris Christie, sometimes has kind of almost an abrasive personality, and they also can be unscripted on the trail. And I think that vice presidential candidates are probably work best when they're non-controversial.
The most recent national poll released by Quinnipiac has Trump with a commanding 20% lead, and Kasich is near the back of the pack with 2%. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.